Islamist fighters, many of whom had been called back into the capital in recent days to defend the city from advancing troops, disappeared from the streets of Mogadishu early Thursday. Mogadishu-based journalist Omar Farouk Osman tells VOA that fighters took off their uniforms and walked away from checkpoints and police stations, leaving the city with no security.
Islamic groups were taking that responsibility, but now no one is going to take that responsibility. The militias are integrating back to their clans and sub-clans. There is a high level of anarchy and widespread insecurity, robbery, killings.
Residents in southern Mogadishu say they saw convoys of trucks heading south toward the Islamist-held port town Kismayo. The Islamists withdrew from Mogadishu as Ethiopian-backed Somali government troops came within striking distance of the capital from north and west. Islamist leaders have told reporters their withdrawal from Mogadishu was a deliberate tactical retreat to avoid civilian deaths. Earlier this week, one of the top leaders of the Islamist movement, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, said his group's military struggle against Ethiopia had just begun and promised the fight would go on for a long time. Ethiopia declared war on the Islamists last week after the Islamists declared a holy war against Ethiopia. But Somali analysts say the Islamist movement, which seized power in Mogadishu nearly 7 months ago and expanded rapidly throughout much of southern Somalia, now appears to have lost much of its momentum and power to reach its goal of unifying the country under a strict form of Islam. Analysts say the Islamists tried to use Muslim unity to curb the influence of Somalia's volatile clan system, which has prevented Somalia from having a functioning government for more than 15 years. Clan rivalries have also kept Somalia's two-year-old UN-recognized interim government weak and unable to challenge the Islamists without Ethiopian assistance. Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi defends his country's mission, saying Ethiopia is not there to reconstruct Somalia, but to remove the threat of the Islamic Court's militia on Somalia and Ethiopia. Earlier this year, the then-powerful Islamists managed to secure the support of rival Abgal and Habragadir clans in Mogadishu, who have fought viciously for control of the capital since 1991. But with the Islamist movement in tatters, journalist Omar Farouk Osman says old clan rivalries are flaring once again in Mogadishu. He says clan militiamen exchanged gunfire on Thursday, fighting for weapons and ammunition left behind by the Islamists. Alicia Rovio, News, Nairobi.